This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, Plant and Water. In the message, God's Thermal of Encouragement, we saw how God promises to lift up those who hope and trust in Him. His promise does not depend on the difficulty or darkness of our situation. No matter how hopeless our circumstances may appear, His promise remains and we must trust Him with all our heart. He will lift us high and send us soaring. We also considered how we are called to provide lifts of encouragement when others are drifting in the valley of despair. We are called to encourage even when we are unable to witness or recognize the results. The Corinthians believed in Jesus and were encouraged in their faith through the efforts of multiple people. But Paul reminded them that although many may have provided influence and guidance, it was God who did the real work. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 6. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. I've often pondered the idea of watering without being able to see growth. My grandparents were married for 65 years, lived most of their life in a small farmhouse, and died a few miles from where they were born. In my youth, their love for the Lord was the foundation upon which I could stand when all else was crumbling. God used their faithful and patient watering for many years to soften my rebellious heart and call me to His side. My grandparents died before my life produced much fruit, but they diligently continued to water. When I entered full-time ministry, God's call on my life was relatively simple. I was to freely cast out the seeds and refreshing water of His Word and trust Him with all my heart. This call has never changed. God said His Word will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Isaiah 55, verse 11. I am to plant and water and trust God to grow exactly all He desires. I received the following note from the Philippines in response to the message, God's Thermal of Encouragement. I'm really too busy with my work, but God's daily word sustains my knowledge about God. It really helps my spirit to incline with the Lord. I do a lot of traveling far from my home church, but I feel like I am in a Bible study when I read your articles. It's really a big help since I'm so stressed with my job. I need this for my daily decisions in my work and in my personal life. You help me a lot to be in tune with God. Indeed, God's word does not return empty. No matter what our current circumstances, we must obediently plant His message and continue to water with encouragement at every opportunity. Many people are walking in a spiritually dry land, and we may be the only bit of Jesus they see or hear or read. Some seeds take a long time to germinate, and some plants can take years to fully mature and bear fruit. Let's minister with our focus always on the glory of God. He will produce the growth in His timing and according to His perfect plan. Let's join His work by simply and faithfully continuing to plant and water. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.